Hey everyone, turn it up loud. You're about to go round and round. Chloe's friendship circle. There'll always be a spot for you, and you can bring a pal or two to Chloe's friendship circle. With songs and stories we can share, and the magic of friendship in the air. On Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship, Chloe's friendship circle.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And today we're going to interview Absolutely Mindy from Kids Place Live. And now from the new podcast, Wow in the World. And we'll learn more about that later. And we're also going to learn about a cool thing. If you read Diary of a Wimpy Kid and you know this whole series, you'll be excited. I just can't wait for this episode. It's for the summer, and I know everyone should love summer. It's one of the best seasons. But besides summer, we're going to learn about new things. That's why this episode is called New Things. Get it? So first is the song called Mozartistic by Secret Agent 23 Skidoo.
Yeah, it's 23 Skidoo with Orion Weiss. Asheville Symphony making it sound nice. And Marley Carroll cuts precise. Now say, I am the Mozartistic.
I am the Mozartistic.
Yeah, I am the Mozartistic. His name is Wolfgang Amadeus. Yeah, Mozart, you know, he's kind of famous. One of the greatest, the kid broke the mold. Wrote his first five works when he's 5 years old. His dad, Leopold, was a tight violinist. But when some played, it took him like 5 minutes to distinguish. The kid was probably a prodigy, quite the oddity. Writing songs like Odyssey, high quality. What's the next step? Take the show on the road to expose the best yet. Word up, they rocked the tour through Europe. Music so pure, a cure like cough syrup. Served up symphonies like a chef. A battle competition till there's no one left. Now take a deep breath and feel the inspiration. A 7-year-old cold rocked the whole nation. Yeah, so what you gonna do? Check it. I am the Mozartistic.
I am the Mozartistic.
Say it. I am the Mozartistic.
I am the Mozartistic.
Yeah, who is the Mozartistic?
I am the Mozartistic.
Yeah, you are. I am the Mozartistic. The kid was gifted, even his critics had to admit it. No gimmicks, exhibits of his skills left him lifted. The crowd's going wild like it's rock and roll, as he took piano keys and unlocked their souls. But young prototypes don't happen overnight. You know I'm bright, man, he kept his focus tight. How much practice, how many months spent at this? Mastering the classics to accurately blast it. You're not a prodigy if you don't try hard, but if you do, they applaud like,
oh my God.
What's in your own heart that you could go start rocking till your skills get sharp like Mozart? So mark my words in this song you heard. One of you might be the best on this earth. What's your masterpiece? What's your specialty? Focus your energy, find your destiny. Yeah, cause that's the recipe. And eventually you're what you're meant to be. My man Mozart had the key. Now come on and sing it after me. Yeah, I am the Mozartistic. Mozartistic. Come on, come on. Who is the Mozartistic?
I am the Mozartistic.
Yeah, I am the Mozartistic.
I am the Mozartistic.
Yeah.
to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Mindy Thomas from Wow in the World podcast and Kids Place Live. Hi.
Hi, Chloe.
So, I have some questions and you're going to answer them. And our first one is, how did you come up with the idea for your new podcast show?
Well, as you might have heard by being a listener to Kids Place Live, Guy Raz and I were already doing a segment together on my show, The Absolutely Mindy Show, called The Breakfast Blast Newscast. Do you remember that? Did you ever get a chance to hear that one?
I never had.
Okay, so we were doing this segment called The Breakfast Blast Newscast, and it was supposed to just be like a short 3 to 5 minute segment about some news of the week, and then it started kind of taking over us, and it became its own thing. It became different than what we even planned it for it to be. And then, you know, after doing that for a couple of years, Guy Raz and we were on a hike one day with our families, and Guy Raz said, hey, what if we take something like The Breakfast Blast and we go off and make our own show, and we make a podcast where we can do all of the stuff that we want to do on The Breakfast Blast, but we don't have time for. So I said, sure, let's try it. And then we spent a long time trying to figure out how to do it. And then finally, we did it. And here we are. We have the Wow in the World is now out in the world.
Okay. I listen to the podcast. It's cool.
You think so?
Yeah.
Thanks.
And one more, and for something, so you, when you were working or figuring out on it, that was why you were skipping the Breakfast Blast Newscast.
Yeah, we didn't have time to do both, and the Breakfast Blast Newscast took a lot of time, and it took a lot of other people's time to help produce it, and so we thought, you know what? We're not going to be able to keep doing this the way we want to do it. So we kind of put that one on hold, and then we started this new show because we also wanted to do a show that everybody could listen to if they wanted to for free. So that's part of what is Wow in the World is for. So, so we don't do the Breakfast Blast Newscast anymore, but in a few weeks, we hope to bring some of Wow in the World to Kids Place Live.
That's so cool.
Our
next question is, what is your favorite part on working on your podcast?
I think my favorite part is I like writing the show. You know, I always do live radio on the Absolutely Mindy Show, and everything is sort of improv and off the cuff and nothing's written down. And I have a lot of fun writing the show because we find all of these cool stories in what are called peer-reviewed academic journals. Do you read those?
No.
Yeah, I never did until now either. But there are all these cool discoveries that these scientists put out. They put out their research. And then, so we want to bring some of those cool stories into the world because, you know, the grown-up news world has a lot of crazy things going on and a lot of things involving just people and the way they are to each other. And we wanted to focus on all of the really cool things that are happening in the world, like in science and nature and technology and just discoveries. So we take these stories from these academic science journals, and then we start writing our scripts around them. But the fun part is when we're going through these, I have lots of questions because I don't have all the answers, and Guy doesn't have all the answers. So then we follow our own curiosity to find more. We'll get stuck on one part. We're like, what does this mean? And then we'll go research that for a little while and bring that into the story, and then. So we go down all of these little, we learn so much. Just every time we write a story, we learn so much. And that is probably my favorite part. And I like recording the show also. I like all of it. I think all of the parts of the show might be my favorite. But I think writing it is something new for me, and I'm having a lot of fun with that.
That's That sounds really cool. And
yeah,
our next question is, what is the coolest fact you told in your show? It could be any fact you want.
Oh, gosh. Let me think here. You're putting me on the spot. I think, did you know that gravity exists everywhere in the universe?
What? Oh.
Everywhere in the universe. You know, we always think, like, if you go to outer space, it's zero gravity. They have a lot less gravity, but there is still gravity even in outer space. Even on the moon, there's gravity.
That's super, super cool.
Yeah. And do you want to know something else that's really cool? And you're going to find this out in a few episodes from now, that when you walk, your shoelaces are experiencing the same thing you do when you go on a roller coaster.
Wow.
And, you know, you just walk and you think, no big deal, no big deal. Meanwhile, your shoelaces, if they had feelings, they would feel like they are on a roller coaster. And eventually, they would come untied. You want to know why?
Why?
Because of gravitational force.
That's super cool.
And you want to know something else really cool?
Yeah.
So, we're going to do a show. We're going to do a story in a few weeks about animals and how fast or how slow they poop.
That one sounds really silly.
It's really silly, but it's real science. There was a scientist who wanted to find out how long it takes for animals to poop.
Wow.
Yeah, and we'll explain the scientific reason why he wanted to find that out in the episode as well, because it could actually help other people. Like you and me.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
pretty cool.
And our next one is, remember in your first episode when you did a happy dance exercise song?
Yeah.
How did you come up with it?
Well, we talked about exercising gratitude. And then I thought to myself, well, what would exercising gratitude look like? And absolutely, the Mindy character, and it's me, but it's sort of a character. You could probably tell I'm a little science crazed on that show. So the absolutely Mindy character, or the Mindy character, has a little touch of Amelia Bedelia in her, meaning that she takes things very literally. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you say you need to dress the turkey for Thanksgiving, Amelia Bedelia would actually put a dress on the turkey. So Mindy's a little bit like that. So this Mindy character. So I thought, well, what would exercising gratitude look like? And I thought it would look like somebody standing in front of a picture of their family who they love and are really appreciative of. And then they would be wearing exercise clothes or workout clothes. And then they would be not moving, but they would be going through all the other motions of exercising.
Wow.
So I imagined her like feeling like she was at like a spinning class or an aerobics class or jazzercise, but not really actually doing any physical, not even really moving, just sounding the part.
That sounds...
Do you wake up and exercise gratitude like that?
Not really.
You want to do it with me right now?
That would be cool.
Okay, your dad's going to have to add it. Your producer's going to have to add in the music later. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Do it with me. Ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Woo! Thank you. Muchas gracias. Thank you. Hashtag grateful. I appreciate you. Seriously, so blessed. Thank you.
That song was in my head last night when I heard it because you said it twice and I was like,
yeah.
Wow, you must really like it.
We had fun with that. So, Chloe, I appreciate you.
Me too. And our last one is Arette and Birdie here, because all of us, including you, can play this or that.
Oh, do you have a second? Let me go see if they're here.
Okay.
They were running around outside. Let me go see if I can find them. Do you have a second?
Yeah.
All right, let me run upstairs and see if I can find them. Hang on. Okay. I've got, let's see here. I've got Rhett and my neighbor, Susanna. Birdie is too busy playing, although she might be coming. So we're going to play a game called This or That. Okay. Oh, now I've got four kids in here. Do you want all four or just two?
We'll use them all.
Okay, we'll use them all. Okay, I'm going to put you on speakerphone.
Okay.
Okay, come here, guys. Okay, this is Chloe. She has a podcast called Chloe's Friendship Circle, and it's so awesome.
So.
And we're going to play a game.
So our first one would be, so this theme is called summer, and the first one is ice cream or ice pops?
Ice cream or, wait, go ahead.
Ice pop. Ice pop.
I do ice cream.
Ice cream.
All right, we've got ice cream, ice pop, ice cream, ice cream. And I, ice pop. Okay, and I'm going with hot dog.
That sounds super silly. And our first one is, and our next one is actually sleep or staying up all night.
Sleep or staying up all night? We'll go with Birdie first.
Staying up all night.
Susanna?
Sleep.
Emily?
Sleep.
Rhett?
Sleep.
I am going to be kicking it till the midnight hours. Stay up all night. I'm going to stay up all night. I'm going to be so cranky the next day. My favorite thing.
I'm going with both because I love sleeping and I also love staying up. So it's kind of hard because when I'm going to bed, I don't want to go to bed. But when I sleep, I don't want to get up.
If you were awake, though, what would you spend that time doing? You'd have no one to play with. There's no good shows on TV at late at night.
Watching TV!
Yeah, but there's only like grown-up infomercials.
Yeah, watching Netflix.
Oh, they're all saying watching Netflix. Okay.
And Amazon and Hulu.
Okay.
And I could watch the DVR too, because my shows usually DVR. Are on the DVR.
Let's watch inappropriate.
Okay. Birdie has a zippet.
Our next one is camp or beach.
Camp or beach? Ooh, I know what I want to pick. Rhett.
Camp.
Rhett says camp. Emily? She's thinking. She's Emily says, but you got to pick one. By the way, you should be in here because they've been playing outside and their feet stink so bad. This is so gross, you guys. I don't know whose feet are stinking up this room.
Mine?
Ugh, gross. Everyone, get your feet out of my face. They all have their feet in my face. Okay, Emily, which one?
Camp.
Emily says camp. Susanna?
Camp. It's my favorite.
Birdie?
Camp.
And I am going to go with circus.
I do camp, actually.
I would do camp, too. Have you ever camped in your backyard?
Yeah, but I'm not really like that camp. I mean, like summer camp, but that camp's... too, but I'm saying it as like a summer camp or something.
Oh, you're thinking summer camp. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool too.
And my next one is swim or hike?
Swim or hike, guys?
Swim.
Emily?
Hike. Swim. Swim.
And I'm going to do jazzercise. And by that, I mean hike.
I do... swimming.
Swimming's pretty fun.
Next one is...
Wait, if you could swim in a pool full of... never mind. This is not my show.
Slushy or lemonade?
Slushy or lemonade?
Slushy.
I'm going to go with a tall glass of room temperature milk, y'all. No, I'm not. I'm going to go with lemonade.
I'm going to go with slushies.
Yeah.
And that's our last question, so thank all of you.
Thank you for letting us play This or That.
Thanks. Doinks.
Wait, Rhett, we saw the video of you eating bugs. Why did you want to do that?
Because, I don't know. My friend convinced me that they would taste good.
Did they?
They didn't taste good, but they didn't taste bad.
What did they feel like when they were going down your throat?
They're crunchy. It tastes like cardboard, actually.
What do you mean? Okay, you said they taste like cardboard, but I want to know how you know what cardboard tastes like.
You slept on it.
Yeah. I ate a stick before.
You ate a stick before? I'm learning all sorts of things on this show, Chloe. Birdie ate a stick. Why did you eat a stick?
Jeffrey
convinced you to eat a stick?
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten anything weird, Chloe?
No.
They were dried and salted.
Really.
They were pretty good.
I once ate a cicada.
Okay.
Live!
Oh, you did not eat a live cicada.
Well, sometimes I bet this is normal. It happens. I bet this happens to everybody. Because sometimes when I swim and if I fall underwater, if it's like salt water, it gets up my throat and then it makes me a bit sick. But
oh yeah.
After I come out of the water.
Yeah, salt water. Oh, it gets up in your nose and your brain. Does that happen to everybody?
Like fingers when he's beating up that guy. He starts fingers down his nose, and they grow into his brain, like break up his brain.
Okay, that's gross.
And thank you again for being on our show.
Chloe, thank you so much for having me and for having all of us on your show. We're big, big fans. And we love what you do. Oh, Birdie, can Birdie say one more thing?
Yeah.
I've made a dandelion.
I take no responsibility for what she's about to say. What?
I made a dandelion.
You don't eat dandelions, Birdie. Those have, like, fertilizer on them, probably.
A dog peed on it.
What?
And also a dog peed on it.
Why would you eat a dandelion that a dog peed on?
Because I was curious what it tasted like.
Okay, I encourage you to follow your curiosity, but sometimes you just need to, like, follow it to a dead end and stop there, okay?
I'm actually curious about that. Really curious. I couldn't even get away from it.
Okay. Thanks, Birdie. All right. Sorry about that, Chloe.
Everyone, check out the new Wow in the World podcast with Guy Raz and Mindy. And when you listen to it, you're going to love it.
Oh, and Guy Raz said he wanted me to tell you hello, that he's a big fan, and he was not able to be on your podcast today because he had to go pick up his kids from school.
Okay.
But we love you, Chloe.
Love you too. Bye.
Radio Sisters forever.
Bye.
Bye, Chloe.
Did you know that when you're dreaming, you're
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now, we're going to learn about something cool that I had a chance to do, and some other people had a chance to do, too. And that means me and all the other kids, we all got to try something new. We all got to go to a press conference with Jeff Kinney to hear all about his new movie and book. And the book is called The Getaway. The movie is called Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. They're both from the Wimpy Kid series. We were also there to celebrate the Diary of a Wimpy Kid 10 years. It was out for 10 years, that means. And his movie comes out this Friday. Today's May 16th. It's a Wednesday. If you skip 2 days, you will come right to... the movie. And I hope you go see it because it sounds really amazing. And I can't wait to see it. And here's what I asked him. First, I asked him, how did you come up with all those silly, funny words? And our next one was, he's like both, like him, is he like Greg Heffley? That's the main character, or is he not? And here's what he wrote for his answer. For the first one, he said he doesn't know. It just comes to his mind sometimes. And his next one was, he's like both, like him and not like him. And this was a really cool chance. And I wish all of you could do it too. And I've been spending a lot of time reading the Diary of a Wimpy Kid series. Plus, I have a lot of diary-like books. The Lotus... One of my personal favorites are the Lotus Lane series by Kyla May. Maybe I'll put it on my next book series. You better watch out for it. I have all those books already. And like Greg and the Lotus Lane girls, I have my own diary as well. And it's super fun to get to write in it. And it's super cool. And that's all you really need to know about what I was going to do at this press conference. But for 1 minute, after the press conference, we had a snacking party. And before it, there was a show where all kids can come to. Here's a quick sneak peek of what I did. This is from when I asked the first question. It's only going to be a little while for listening to it. And then we'll be off to our friendship pledge after we play our song. We might just go right into it. So let me tell you the song a bit early. It's Balloon by Lucy Calantari. If you knew when we interviewed her and you heard it, it was just last episode. I think it is. But I think Steven was last time. But no matter was, I interviewed her. You might have heard it if you're a big fan and you like to listen to all my episodes. Here's a quick overview on what I did at the press conference. Here it is, before we go into Balloon by Lucy Calantari.
Chloe, you haven't had a question.
How do you come up with all those funny words?
How do I come up with these guys? She's prepared. How do I come up with all those funny words? That's something that makes me really nervous because I always feel like I'm never going to write another funny thing. I really, like right now, like how about this, Chloe? Tell us something funny right now that nobody's ever heard that you just made up right now. Exactly. It's hard, right? It's hard. Especially when you're on the deadline. So I always feel like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this. I don't know if I can do this again or anymore. And then the ideas start to come and I always get just enough. But this book is going to be about airline travel And what's really funny is that in November, I go around the world and I get great treatment. I get to kind of travel by myself without much luggage, and I get to stay in really nice hotels, and I get to sometimes sit in business class or even first class on a plane, so I get the best possible treatment. And then right after that, I travel with my family, and we have to go through everything's economy, and we go through the family lane at TSA, and they move so slowly in airports. And so I'm going to write a book about this. I think this is funny, that dad, Greg's dad, is an experienced traveler, right? And his family is not, but so you mix those two things and you get conflict, and that's how you get conflict. Okay, Jack.
Balloon,
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 ba-la-la-la-la-loon,
ba-la-la-la-la-loon.
It's the simple things that make the world go round. It takes noticing the details in a sound, or the cool, cool air on a crispy autumn day, or the bounce of a balloon in an ordinary play. Balloon,
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 ba-la-la-la-la-loon,
ba-la-la-la-la-loon.
Morning and at noon and at night, but beware, it's so frail. All the fun can stop if it finally goes poof. Balloon,
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 ba-la-la-la-la-la-loon,
ba-la-la-la-la-la-loon,
balloon.
This is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. Now it's time for our friendship pledge. And this is kind of a new friendship pledge. It's new is great and gold is great. You do not need to choose which one you like better. They're both equally amazing. If you like new stuff, you can like new old stuff as well. If you like old stuff, like new stuff as well. That's the way you can get everyone's liking fair. And this is Chloe from Chloe's Friendship Circle. Bye. For my mom, here's how far I'll go from the Moana soundtrack. She loves Moana. So I played this for her. Bye. Here, once again, here's how far I'll go. Bye!
been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind in my sail on the sea stays behind me, one day I'll know. If I go, there's just no telling how far I'll go. I know everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design.